fuck is this piece of shit?
Hello everyone, welcome to the official charts, singles, albums and film chart. This is the first of 2024, first of many. All the best to everybody, happy new year, 5th of January today. And I hope you are well and that you are healthy throughout the year, and best of luck. So here we go, top 40 singles, UK chart, official chart from the officialcharts.com website. Here we go, 40, new entry, Mason, Princess Superstar, Perfect. Re-entry at 39, Chris Brown, Angel Numbers, 10 Toes. Re-entry at 38, Aliza Rose and Calvin Harris, Body Moving. Re-entry at 37, Taylor Swift, You're Losing Me, You're Losing Me. 36, Central C, Entrepreneur. Re-entry at 35, Jid featuring 21 Savage and Baby Tate, Surround Sound. Re-entry at 34, Miley Cyrus, Flowers. 33, Taylor Swift, It Is Over Now. Re-entry at 32, Dua Lipa, Dance the Night from the Barbie album. 31, Re-entry, Killers, Mr. Brightside. Re-entry at 30, Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday Girls. Re-entry at 29, Doja Cat, Agoura Hills. Re-entry at 28, Noah Kahan, Northern Attitude. Re-entry at 27, Dave and Central C, Sprinter. Re-entry at 26, Nicki Minaj featuring Lil Uzi Vert. Everybody, these are all re-entries, guys. 25, Doja Cat, Paint the Time Red. 24, Sabrina Carpenter Feather. Ah, right, 23 is Kanye West featuring Pusha T, Runaway. 22 is a re-entry, Olivia Rodrigo. 21, re-entry, Weekend, Jenny Lily Rose Depp, one of those girls. Another re-entry at 20, Paul Russell, Lil Boothang. 19, I'm getting confused. 19, Kenya Grace, Strangers. 18, Tate McRae, X's. 17, Olivia Rodrigo, Can't Catch Me Now. 16, Zach Bryan featuring Casey Musgraves, I Remember Everything. 15, Zara Larsson, David Guetta, On My Love. 14, Teddy Swims, Lose Control. And we're back to the re-entries again. Re-entry at 13, Sonny Federer, MK Douglas, Asking. 12, re-entry, Mitski, My Love All Mine. At 11, Fred Again and Baby Keem, Leave Me Alone. 10, Drake featuring Sexy Red and S&A, Rich Baby Daddy. At 9, Billy Gillis featuring Alan Boylan, DNA. A re-entry at 8, Sophie Alex Baxter, Murder on the Dance Floor. My goodness, where did that come from? At 7, Tyler, Water. At 6, Dua Lipa, Houdini. At 5, Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer. 4, Tate McRae, Greedy. 3, Casa Ray, D-Bot Europe, Prada. At 2, Jack Harlow, Loving On Me. And number 1 is Stick Season, Noah Kahan. So where the bloody hell is the number 1 for Christmas and a couple of weeks before that? Last Christmas by Wham. And it wasn't in the top 40, so where is it? Let's try and find out. We have to do this. So let's do this. It's got to be somewhere, hasn't it? Oh, dear. 65, 66, 67. Goodness me. 71. No. I'm at 76 now. No. Last Christmas. Goodness me. A fall of 83 places for Wham and Last Christmas. Goodness me. That is a huge, huge drop. So there you go. Let's get on with the album charts. Okay, so here we go with the albums. Hopefully there'll be no re-entries. At 40, Taylor Swift, 1989. 39, 50 Cent and Best Of. 38, Kanye West, Graduation. 37, Travis Scott, Utopia. 36, Nirvana and Nirvana. 35, Killers and Diamonds. That has gone right down the plug off, down 5 places this week. At 34, Tate McRae, Think Later. 33, Joe Corry, Another Friday Night. 32, Eminem, Curtain Call 2. That's a yo-yo album. At 31, Beatles, 1967, 1970. 30, Harry Styles, Harry's House. 29, Ed Sheeran, Divide. 28, Lewis Capaldi, Divine and Inspired to a Hellish Extent. That is going upwards this time. 27, Lana Del Rey, Born to Die. 26, Oasis, Time Flies, 1994, 2009. At 25, Hackney Diamonds by the Rolling Stones, and last week that was number 6. 24, Taylor Swift, Evermore. At 23, S&A and the album SOS. 22, George Michael, and 25, that is going up one place this week. At 21, Drake, For All the Dogs. At 20, Michael Jackson, The Essential, up six places there. At 19, Post Malone, The Diamond Collection. At 18, Rumours by Fleetwood Mac. At 17, Greatest Hits, Queen. At 16, AM, Arctic Monkeys. At 15, Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday 2. At 14, Sour by Olivia Rodrigo. At 13, Love of Taylor Swift. At 12, Taylor Swift and Reputation. At 11, Fleetwood Mac, 50 Years Don't Stop. At 10, Eminem, Curtain Call, The Hits. That's down one place. Another Yo-Yo album. At 9, Taylor Swift, Folklore. At 8, Taylor Swift, Midnights. Elton John's Diamonds album goes down three places to number 7 this week. At 6, Olivia Rodrigo, Guts. At 5, Noel Kahn, Stick Season. At 4, ABBA, Gold, The Greatest Hits. At 3, Weekend, The Highlights. At 2, Taylor Swift, 1989. And number 1 is Broken by Desire to a Heavenly Scent by Lewis Capaldi. That was last week's 72. So it's gone up 72 places to number 1. For some absolute reason, I have no idea. So that is your album chart. So let's compile and run down the film chart. Right, it's already been compiled by the officialcharts.com, obviously. So let's run this down. At 40, The Flash, re-entry. At 39, Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. 38, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, re-entry. At 37, Operation Mincemeat, re-entry. At 36, Friday Night at Freddy's. 35, Gran Turismo. 34, Gremlins. At 33, new entry, Sound of Freedom. Oh my goodness me. Right, that is in the chart. I am going to buy that. That is, I'm going to talk about that after the chart. 32, The Muppet Christmas Carol. Re-entry at 31, Rise of the Foot Soldier, Vengeance. Re-entry at 30, The Lord of the Rings, Return of. 29, Fast X. At 28, Meg 2, The Trench. 27, The Batman. Re-entry at 26, The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. A re-entry at 25, The Exorcist, Believer. I expected that to do much better, to be honest with you. 24, Transformers, Rise of the Beast. Re-entry at 23, No Hard Feelings. 22, Elvis. 21, Nativity. At 20, Trolls Band Together. Re-entry at 19, The Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of. 18, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. 17, Nativity. 2, Danger in the Manger. 16, Fantastic Beasts, Secrets of Dumbledore. 15, Expendables. 14, Top Gun Maverick. 13, Indiana Jones and Dial of Destiny. 12, Paw Patrol, The Mighty Movie. 11, Arthur Christmas. At 10, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. At 9, The Super Mario Brothers Movie. At 8, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2. Oppenheimer is down this week, 4 places to number 7. At 6, Violent Night. At 5, The Equalizer 3. At 4, The Polar Express. At 3, Barbie. That's on its way up again, up 3 places. At 2, Elf. Number 1 is Love Actually. And that was number 1 last week, of course. And as I've said previously, it's supposed to be a very good album then. It's a very good film, and I will certainly be looking for that when it comes free. So let's have a quick gander and a bit of a statement from me, actually. I'm very happy to say that a film, The Sound of Freedom, I can't believe it's at 33. I'm so pleased to see that. I'm gonna spam that everywhere. It is a very, very important film about child trafficking, and it tells a story, a true story, about the seriousness of Hollywood, about rock stars, about MPs, about your politicians, you know, obviously politicians, about people, you know, with loads of money. You know, they don't have to be in the public eye, and they are part of this problem. And of course, trafficking is not just, you know, obviously female would be sexual and male would be mainly criminal. It's not just sexual and that, it's more than that. Even adults can get trafficked, believe it or not. I didn't, you know, honestly, I'm into this for the kids more than the adults, but like I didn't know adults got trafficked as well. So it's not a lot, but there's adults that get trafficked. I'm thinking that these people are disabled or have some kind of issues, if you know what I mean. I'm just thinking maybe that's why they get led down the path of criminality or something, or something happens to them. So so yeah, it's you can see a lot of these not just UK born people, but all over the world, and this beautiful music to Sound of Freedom as well. So I want everyone to buy this this Sound of Freedom, and I certainly am. Now I know it's there, I certainly am, and I'm going to spam the world with that. And believe me, I am 100% behind getting this child trafficking stopped. I mean, I know 5G and these microwave things and all that. I mean, you know, I'm totally down with that. But and of course, this conspiracy of chemtrails. But there's something in that as well, and I could go. I could do a special podcast with that, so I may well do that. So there you go. I'm going to leave it like that now. Good to see Gremlins at 34 as well. Lovely film, for not just for Christmas but for any time really. It's great to see that, and obviously Exorcist: The Believer 25 re-entry. So. So that deserves to go a little bit higher, actually. I'm very surprised it's not in the top 10. And of course, before I do go, the singles chart was just ridiculous. I've never seen anything like that before. Flipping it. All them re-entries. What the hell? And Last Christmas dropping that many places. Holy moly. It almost dropped out of the 100. So, but it did its job, didn't it? That's the main thing. So I'm going to go. Have a great week, and I'll be back next Friday or Saturday with another chart. So stay safe out there, and bye-bye for now.